AP News, I'm Mike Hempen. President Trump and Israeli leader Benjamin Netanyahu are meeting later today at the White House.
The foreign leader faces competing pressure from his right-wing coalition to end a temporary truce against Hamas militants in Gaza and from Israelis tired of war who want the remaining hostages home and the 15-month conflict to end. Trump is guarded about the long-term prospects for the truce, even as he takes credit for pressuring Hamas and Israel into the hostage and ceasefire agreement, which went into effect the day before he returned to office last month.
I have no guarantees that the peace is going to hold.
The leaders' talks are expected to touch on a long-sought Israel-Saudi Arabia normalization deal and concerns about Iran's nuclear program. But hammering out the second phase of the hostage deal will be at the top of the agenda. I'm Julie Walker.
A Senate panel divided along partisan lines has voted to advance the nomination of Robert F. Kennedy Jr. as Health and Human Services Secretary to the Senate floor. All Republicans supported the nomination. All Democrats opposed it. Job openings are down in the U.S.
U.S. job openings fell in December, a sign that the labor market is cooling but still healthy. The Labor Department reported that openings fell to 7.6 million. That number is short of what economists had expected. The number of layoffs fell, suggesting that Americans enjoy unusual job security. The number of people quitting their jobs rose modestly but stayed below pre-pandemic levels. After surging in 2021 and 2022, quits have come down as workers lose confidence in their ability to find better pay for working conditions elsewhere. Kaya Panjwani, Washington.
Swedish police say about 10 people have been killed during a shooting at an adult education center. It's not clear whether the gunman is among the dead. This is AP News. Vice President Vance is heading abroad to meet with other leaders about AI.
Vice President J.D. Vance will head to Paris next week for his first trip abroad since taking office. That's according to a French diplomatic official. The VP is scheduled to attend the AI Action Summit, a high-level meeting co-hosted by French President Emmanuel Macron and Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Heads of state, including China's vice premier, tech CEOs, and other stakeholders are expected to focus on artificial intelligence at the two-day event. Vance, while acknowledging some harmful applications of AI, has said he's worried about preemptive overregulation that would entrench current tech incumbents. Last month, President Trump announced Project Stargate, a joint venture between OpenAI, Oracle, and SoftBank to build out data centers and power stations in Texas for AI infrastructure, although White House advisor Elon Musk quickly cast doubt on the group's ability to finance the ambitious scheme. Jennifer King, Washington.
I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.